Another British summer means another sensational 2 weeks of one of the world's most famous tennis competitions. Yes, Wimbledon is back on the 27th of June, and we'll see some of the most famous players from all four corners of the globe battle it out to be crowned the winner of the championships. But if you've never watched the championships before at Wimbledon, don't you worry, we've got you covered. What is Wimbledon? It is one of the most famous and important tennis tournaments in the world. The official title for the competition is the Championships, but it's often just referred to as Wimbledon, as that's where it takes place. The first Championships took place in 1877 at the All England Club in London, where it's still held today. This year, Wimbledon celebrates 100 years at its home on Church Road, famously known as Centre Court. Wimbledon takes place over 2 weeks, and it's the only major championship still played on grass.
Multicultural cooks.
This is how to make homemade lemonade. The ingredients are 1 1/4 cups of granulated sugar, 6 cups of cold water, 5 to 8 lemons, and a lemon slice. Step 1 is in a medium saucepan, combine the sugar and 1 cup of water. Step 2 would be to remove from heat and pour into a simple heat-safe container like a jar. Let it cool to room temperature, then refrigerate the simple syrup while you make the rest of the lemonade. Step 3 would be, juice the lemons and strain the juice. You want at least 1 cup of fresh lemon juice. Step 4 would be, in a pitcher, add the lemon juice to remaining cups of 5 cold cups of water. Step 5 would be to stir in the refrigerated simple syrup, and then you'd have your lovely lemonade.
Your school, your voice.
Next up, we're joined by Stepney All Saints School Equality and Diversity Group, or SAST for short.
So, who is SAST?
SAST aims to drive equality and diversity in the school, and our current focus is equality between boys and girls, particularly the experiences of the girls in our school.
So, how do we address it and move forward?
Short-term highlight unacceptable behaviour by talking to you, producing an assembly and making a short film of the experiences of young women and girls. We are also going to see a musical about inspirational women.
Medium plan, planning staff training to be delivered by students in September to all staff to ensure that staff feel confident in identifying and addressing misogynistic behaviour.
Long term, reduction in incident reporting, which would reflect greater equality.
What can students do if they want to get involved?
Come along to GO5 every Friday at lunchtime.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Love, you're learning.
To keep cool this summer, wear sunscreen, drink water, and stay out of the midday sun.
Hi, my name is Nafu. Today I'm going to be interviewing Daniel Wong in his learning. So Daniel, what have you been learning recently?
Well, in drama, we have been studying the Twelfth Night, and actually we're going to perform it in this year's summer festival. I'm going to be playing the role of Duke Orsino. I hope to see you there, and I hope you enjoy it.
What other subjects have you been learning recently?
I've been learning in science about sound. I've been learning really interesting facts and key points that help you understand the way sound moves.
Golden opportunities.
Shakespeare Festival. This year, the Year 7s are going to be doing a Shakespeare Festival on the 14th of July. And our festival is a bit different to other schools because many schools in London and all over the UK and the world have Shakespeare Festivals. But ours is a bit different because every single Year 7 is involved. And how that's working is we've got our lighting and music designers who are doing the soundtracks and looking to cue the actors with these technical aspects of theatre and performance. We have our performers who are actors. Some have lines, some are more physical. We have our costume designers that are preparing costumes for every performer and the props. We have our set designers who are building sets with only cardboard and paint, which is really exciting. It's getting quite messy, but we have it under control. And we have our PR team. Now, the public relations teams is really important. It's a new thing that Year 7's learning because it's about marketing. So they're creating posters, they're creating radio blurbs, which will be on the next installment of SAS Radio. And they are creating the program, which is going to tell every person who's going to come to this performance about each play. Now, this performance is on July 14th after school, and it is open to anyone and everyone. We're going to have parents, friends, siblings, members of staff, all helping out, all being part of this production and being a wonderful audience. And this is also a call out to any members of staff or even members of student body that want to help. We need people in the front of house to greet people. We need people to help in the intermission when we have refreshments. We definitely need a bit of a cleanup crew. So anyone who wants to help on the 14th of July from 3:30 to 5 o'clock p.m., please come see Miss Hall or Miss Krisloff, and we'll thank you with a big smile. We're excited.
Performing platform.
Good luck to the SAS Choir, who are performing at Spitalfields on Thursday, the 7th of July. This is a recording taken at the rehearsal last week.
Parts of Bangladesh and eastern India have been hit by major floods this week. It's expected that the floods, which are the result of heavy rains during the monsoon season, could get worse over the next few days, according to forecasters. Some schools have been converted into shelters, and soldiers are helping people evacuate households cut off from neighbouring communities because of the rising waters. Bangladesh government officials have described the recent events as the country's worst flooding since 2004.
Why are there train strikes this week? Several train journeys have been cancelled and people are being urged to find an alternative ways to travel during the first rail strikes. Around 40,000 rail workers across the UK are striking because they say they want job security, better pay and better working conditions.
Culture Vulture.
I am Marcos from 7.1 Equiano, Glastonbury 2022. Everything you need to know about the music festival. After being forced to take a break for 2 years, Glastonbury, one of the world's most famous music festivals, is back. The festival, held in Somerset, is finally celebrating its 50th year anniversary, 2 years later than planned after the coronavirus pandemic, which forced organisers to cancel twice. More than 3,000 performers and 200,000 fans are set to travel to the Worthy Farm site, which opens from Wednesday the 22nd of June until Sunday the 26th in 2022. The festival will see the world's music stars, young and old, perform, including Billie Eilish and former Beatles musician Sir Paul McCartney, who recently turned 80.
Eid al-Adha starts on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, which this year is predicted to be on the 9th of July 2022. It will last 5 days and is predicted to end on the 13th of July 2022. The date may be revised nearer the time when a moon sighting confirms the start of the month. Eid al-Adha is the latter of the two official holidays which are celebrated within Islam. It honours the willingness of Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salam as an act of obedience to Allah's command.
My name is Daniel and I'm from 7. Equiano. Summer Solstice 2022. What is it and how is it celebrated? The summer solstice is the longest day of the year. That means it has the most hours of sunlight. In the Northern Hemisphere, where the UK is, in 2022 it falls on Tuesday the 21st of June. The summer solstice marks the end of spring and start of summer. It will end with the autumn equinox, which last year fell on the 22nd of September. What does solstice mean? Solstice comes from the Latin word solstitium, which is made up of sol, which means sun, and sister, which means to stand still. We get the most hours of daylight on this day because it because of the position of the Earth in relation to the Sun. It occurs when the Earth's geographical pole on either side, and either the northern or southern hemisphere, becomes most inclined towards the Sun. When the summer solstice takes place in the northern hemisphere, the Sun will reach its highest possible point.
Shout out! Who will you shout out for?
A shout out for Ahmed 8.1. My name is Mohammed in 8.2. Ahmed is very helpful and he helps me even when I need a pen.
Thank you for listening to
Step Neil Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.